people, and welcome to a new episode of the Mac in Train podcasts. Today I will answer a question from Lipkut the Third, writing from Babylon, who asks me, "Can you tell me more about the projects that you manage?" With a great pleasure, my friend. What a nice question. Let's get started. Jingles are getting better and better. So my projects. Right now I'm managing 9 different projects. I counted them all and I could hardly believe it. They are really 9. Wow, maybe I need an intern. Well, actually they are all super interesting. So I'm having fun. I don't feel particularly overwhelmed right now, even if I need to juggle my time according to the different priorities. Of course, I'm currently working from home due to the pandemic, and I really hope to be able to get back to real life anytime soon. As I explained in my first podcast, I love to keep creating names or acronyms to my projects. Yesterday, I spent the whole morning working for EMY. EMY, that is the acronym for Empowering Youth. And this is a project supported by Anna Lindh Foundation, which is a spin-off of the European Commission, which supports projects with organizations based in the Middle East, the Mediterranean region, Northern Africa, and the so-called MENA region. And this is a great project involving 7 partners. And right now I'm busy with the selection of the candidates for a training team. We'll conduct webinars on project management for young activists. Well, let's say that almost all the projects that I manage are in the framework of IVS, that means International Voluntary Service. This is a voluntary movement created in 1920, so more than 100 years ago, can you believe it? IVS is not only the movement I belong to, but it's a role model, an inspiration, a lifestyle to me. So this is why I make so many projects with this movement and its networks and organizations. I really love it. Another example of a project I've been recently managing is ProMotion. This is going to be a training course for 20 young activists on advocacy and communication to promote non-formal education and the values of our movement, which are peace, social inclusion, and international understanding. Hopefully, we are going to organize it on presence, because it is planned in October 2021 in Belgium, so fingers crossed. At the end of the meeting, we will organize a lobbying event with journalists and maybe even politicians, who know. It's going to be fun. We can drink a glass of wine together. Third example, and this is a title I really love, 5 Shades of Blue. Well, nothing to do with romance. This is going to be a training course to learn to design projects on migration. So why 5 shades of blue? Because all the partners come from countries rimmed by the Mediterranean Sea. So we got Italy, France, Spain, Slovenia, Croatia, we got even Cyprus. So it's going to be a super interesting meeting. So my friends, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. And keep on sending your requests for the next topics of my podcast. Cheers!